This is Northwest News from KNKX. Scattered across every county in America are people who fall through the cracks. They are struggling with mental illness or a physical disability, but they don't qualify for long-term care, or they don't know how to get it. Pierce County has launched a team of specialists charged with reaching those people and getting them help. It is the first program of its kind in the region, but the task can feel impossible. 88.5's Will James trailed this team as they got their program off the ground this fall and brings us this story.
We pull up at a mobile home with a busted up car in the driveway. I'm in a van with two members of Pierce County's new mobile community intervention response team. Jennifer Mellum does outreach. Before we go inside, she spreads some lemon and orange scented oil under her nose.
So I learned early on in this position that some of the environments that we go into can be quite overwhelming, and so I put essential oils right here so I don't gag.
Tracy Krieg, the program's director, pulls up in a separate car. Together, the team approaches the door. When no one answers, they knock on a window. Then Tracy sees a short, white-haired woman crack open the door and peer out.
Hi. Do you remember us? We were at Good Sam and such yesterday to see you. We wanted to come and check on you today. Is that okay? Okay, your screen door is locked.
The woman is in her 70s. Days earlier, she told Adult Protective Services she didn't feel like she could care for herself alone in her home. She ended up in the emergency room, and she wanted to stay in the hospital. But Medicare would not cover a long-term stay, so she's back here at home, where she says she doesn't feel safe.
Do you have electricity?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could turn on a light, maybe?
The team steps into a darkened home crammed so full of boxes and furniture that it's hard to walk. There's a space blanket hanging over the kitchen window. This woman had to give up her dogs a few days ago, but there's still an overflowing bowl of dog food on the kitchen floor. First, the team gets the thermostat working, so there's heat.
We bought some batteries for it.
They unpack some groceries.
Do you eat yogurt?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay, so I'm gonna throw these in your fridge too.
Then Tracy starts to assess what level of help this woman needs. She asks where she does her laundry. Would she like someone to come and clean the home? The last question turns out to be the hardest.
And what about family or friends or anybody? Is there anybody you want us to put down as like somebody for us to call or anything?
The woman says she doesn't really have any family here. Then she leans over and starts to cry.
Are you okay? Sorry, are you feeling pretty overwhelmed right now?
Tracy gets down on her knees so she can whisper.
I'm sorry about everything you've been going through. I'm sorry about your dogs. It's horrible. And we're going to try to help you, okay? Do everything that we can to help you. We're not going to leave you, okay? We can't stay today for very long, but we'll be back tomorrow, I promise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do everything that we can to help you.
The team says goodbye and walks out. Tracy keeps going out to the road and stands by her car.
I'm just sad and I'm angry that she got sent home.
Tracy's been doing this sort of work for 20 years. She's with a nonprofit called Comprehensive Life Resources, which the county contracted with to launch this program. She says every provider has something that gets to them, and for her, it's seeing an elderly person struggling.
She's scared and afraid. She can't even walk through her house because it's so full of stuff. She doesn't have any food or toilet paper or help. She shouldn't have to live in this kind of situation.
But she does, at least for a while, because there's nowhere else to put her. This is a common frustration for members of this team. They spend days or weeks building trust with a patient, easing them into the idea of getting help. Then they crash up against the limits of overwhelmed healthcare and social service systems. Emily Chandler is the team's nurse. She says it could take weeks to get this woman a visiting caregiver or placed in an assisted living home.
For someone like her, that's a long time, you know. It's not like we can do anything to make that happen any quicker, so I guess we're going to try to do it as best we can to make it better for her in the meantime.
All this happened a month into the program's existence. The team's five members were still figuring out how to find the people they were supposed to help and how to help them. I visit them again about 8 weeks later, after the Pierce County Council decided to fully fund this program through 2018 with an investment of $750,000. There's a sense of optimism. Tracy plans to expand the team and move it out of its current office in the back of a fire station in central Pierce County into a bigger space.
We hope to continue to grow, and it's been a challenge, and every day is a new adventure.
One of their biggest challenges so far was finding help for that 70-something-year-old woman from the mobile home.
It just was really a wake-up call for us, just how long some of these cases are, take.
Tracy says the woman was in worse shape than anyone initially thought.
She had lost over 100 pounds in a year. She has multiple medical problems, and if we had not been there, we truly believe she would not be alive.
The woman waited weeks for an appointment with the state's Home and Community Services Division. Meanwhile, Emily, the team's nurse, helped make sure the woman was safe as she dealt with kidney disease, depression, and early-stage dementia.
We would bring her food every week, a couple of times a week. I managed her medications. She wasn't able to open her bottles of medication, so we bought her pill case to put her pills in.
The team even made sure the woman's two blue healers found a suitable home on a farm. Then, after about 2 months, the woman herself got placed in an assisted living home in Tacoma. The team juggles about 10 of these long-term cases at a time. One of the ways they find cases is through the 911 system. Some of their clients call 911 300 or more times a year because they're scared or lonely or for minor crises like running out of coffee filters. Tracy's found her clients fall into two categories.
We have our older, probably in the 70s and above, or we have people between the ages of 30 to 50 who are more mentally ill.
What they have in common, she says, is that they've been forgotten. They don't have friends or family looking after them, and left alone, they deteriorate. Family is quite a role for any county program to fill. But for at least one woman in Pierce County, a group of strangers showing up at the door was enough. Will James, 88.5 News.